The popularity of Prague's historic centre among tourists has left it dotted with various bars, restaurants and clubs. Many of these businesses are still struggling after the coronavirus pandemic substantially cut travel to the Czech capital. But for one Indian IT businessman, COVID-19 served as a signal to finally realise his dream, and he has now opened a new cocktail bar in the heart of Prague's old town, as Tom McEncrow reports.
Beyond the Bar is a new bar that has opened up on Prague's Liljová Street. Situated between the medieval Bethlehem Chapel, where Jan Hus famously preached Hussite religious reforms, and Karlovy Lázně, a multi-storey club complex that offers partygoers anything from sub-zero temperature bars to retro dance floors, you'd think it's in the perfect location for any tourist making his way through the historic centre during the night. But this is no longer a certainty in the aftermath of the coronavirus pandemic, which has left both the Czech capital's tourism and gastronomy sectors struggling after tourist numbers plummeted and lockdown rules forced food and drink outlets to become partly dependent on delivery services. Even now, with Prague largely reopened, things have not returned back to normal. Travel restrictions are still in place for many countries, and the Czech government has warned that it expects another COVID-19 epidemic wave to start this autumn. Despite these new realities, for Harsha Kiran Gubidandi, an Indian from Hyderabad, the coronavirus served as an impetus rather than a deterrent.
It might sound funny, one of the main reasons is when this COVID came, when this lockdown and shit happened, I was like, what if I die without doing something interesting, right? So I was like, okay, it's time, you know, you cannot work on one career forever, and it is self-sustainable, so I thought it's time to move on.
A quick look at Hirsch's CV would not suggest that the 34-year-old who moved to the Czech Republic with his Slovak wife 4 years ago has been dreaming of starting a bar for a long time. Growing up in the high-tech industry capital of southern India, Hirsch says he was fascinated by the art of search engine optimization, or SEO, from an early age, and would spend 12 to 13 hours a day working on his SEO business after finishing college. But this fascination eventually became too time-consuming, and he decided that he needed to travel.
At one point, you're like, you call it quits, and like, you know, it's too stressful. Not stressful, it's like you did nothing all these years, right? You're just trying to solve some puzzle or whatever, right? I like World War II history very much, so I wanted to go to Volgograd, Stalingrad, and study Russian, right?
The problem, Hirsch says, is that his Indian passport did not provide him with many travel options.
Today it's okay, but back then when I started, like 12 years ago, it was impossible to get a visa. It's such a mess, right? So, but I applied to Russia and I got everything, blah, blah, blah. You know, in 3 months I got all my permissions to study there. Then one of my friend went to Vietnam, right? He said, hey, you want to come, blah, blah, blah. So it, instead of waiting 3 months, I thought I'll take a trip and come back, and I never came back.
With his search engine optimization business unrestricted by borders, Hirsch was able to settle in Vietnam, and it was in Indochina that he would also meet his future Slovak wife.
I met her 1 year after my travel, and she also quit her job here and did backpacking around Asia and Africa. I think she started with India. Then at end of her trip, I guess, she met me in Vietnam. Then she went her way, I went my way. Then we again traveled together. Then we traveled another 3 to 4 years around Asia and 6 months in Africa. Then we lived in Bali within this 3 to 4 years, 3 years continuously in Bali, right? We got married in India. Then once we decided to have kids, Slovak people, they trust only Czechoslovak healthcare. So here I am.
A wife and child may have brought Hirsch to Prague, but it was his experiences as a traveller that first sparked the idea of becoming a bar owner.
I really wanted to have a bar from very long. From the day I started travelling, I met, I think, a Finnish couple or someone in Cambodia. They had their own bar. They're living there. It was always like a fantasy to me to have a bar, right? So I tried it in India once. But India have chronic corruption, you know. Nothing is easy in India, you know. Now it is okay, but back then it was really tough. And India have a very weird story that they issue alcohol licenses by the bar, right? I mean, there are limited number of licenses. Like, you cannot have a bar if it is 1 kilometer from school or temple or something. So it's hard to find a place. Once you find a place, there is reservation based on caste. That was made to make it good for lower caste people, but eventually you buy it from lower caste people or higher caste people. It's such a mess, you know. So that's why I decided not to do it. Once I started the research, then I tried in Cambodia. Well, that time I was not ready. I'm not that good in, you know, I'm very young in business and everything. I didn't have that much money, time, and I wanted to travel more, so I couldn't make it happen.
The plan was put on hold for several years and only reinvigorated by the lockdown-induced introspection last year. Significantly more experienced as a business owner by now, Hersha says he followed the mantra of let the experts do the job and got himself some consultants. He was able to draw on the experiences of Lukáš Magera, the owner of the popular Code Cafe in Prague's Žižkov district, and the Czech Republic's Diego World Class 2019 Barman Championship winner Tomáš Niary, who helped him with establishing the concept of the bar and hiring the necessary staff. The team that Hersha eventually brought together features another Diego world-class finalist, Matej Brunovský, who made a particular impression on the competition's jury with his focus on form and visual presentation.
He's the guy responsible for all the menu himself, and we got like phenomenal feedback based on it, and he's the guy who selected glasses too. On our opening party, we invited other barmen and everything. And people were like, you know, they were really happy with the selection of glasses and everything. They started congratulating me, so I just said it's him. And the other guy is Jan. He's from Czech Republic. He have experience all over the world in fine dining, and bartending and everything. And the other guy is Lukáš. He's from Slovakia. I think he had a lot of experience in Slovakia. And thanks to his skills, he's pretty good in graphic design and photography. So he improved our bar a lot, and he made the video. For me, in my opinion, because I tasted everyone's cocktails, all three are great. I think Matej is much more technical.
The bar currently offers 8 signature cocktails, with much attention also placed on each drink's visual appearance. The most popular one is currently Banana Banger, which features an exotic banana basement mixed with rum and tonic. The special focus placed on staff and style, all the way down to the fashionable leather sleeve gaiters that Beyond the Bar's staff wear, seems to have paid off. The bar has now been open for 3 months and currently has over 50 reviews on Google, all of them giving 5 stars. The patrons, he says, are a mix of locals and foreigners.
I would say at least 30-ish% are Czech-speaking, could be Czech, Slovak, 30-35%. And rest are foreigners, right? Tourists. There are some people within the Czech and Slovaks that are coming back, but also we had pretty good luck with tourists. We had one tourist who came back for 3 days straight with his 3 different dates.
But despite the positive reviews, the owner says he is still waiting for the business to take off properly.
I have to agree, I was fairly more optimistic than what is happening now. We thought we'll get more customers, that's for sure. I think the industry is hard hit. It's really hard to make money here. Mine is a different story because it's my dream. I'm able to leverage my other business to sustain this one. Or I think if you are in this business to make money in this current stage, I think it's a far-fetched thought.
Asked about any tips he would give to other prospective bar owners, he says that the key is to stick to a detailed business plan and not leave things to chance. Nevertheless, as the name itself indicates, Beyond the Bar was not just founded as a business, but also as a tribute to Hersha's travelling days and the opportunity to meet people that it offers. One day, he says, his parents might visit him in Prague and have a cocktail there too.